天证道的经文是约翰福音十章一到十四节。我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听见他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住了羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。这是神的话语。
It is my privilege to introduce to you our preacher this morning.
我今天很荣幸地向大家介绍我们今天请来的讲员牧师。
And that is Jamie McDonald.
就是 Jamie McDonald 牧师。
Jamie, why don't you come on up and join us here?
请 Jamie 牧师上来。
Now, I met Jamie first many years ago when I was a youth pastor.
我很多年前就认识 Jamie 牧师了，那时候我还是一个青少年牧师。
And Jamie, you were a pastor in North Vancouver at the time.
当时 Jamie 牧师在北温。
And I appreciated that he took the risk of letting our youth group sleep in their church building without knowing us.
他当时让我们的青少年组穿过他的教会。
I have known in the past that that has happened and the visiting youth group has actually burned the building down. But we didn't do that.
还好我们的青少年没有给教会做成什么损害。
true one. But on May 1st this year, Jamie became the CEO of Beulah Gardens Homes.
今年五月一号的时候 ，Jamie 牧师成为了 Beulah Garden 的 CEO.
And that is a seniors residence in East Vancouver.
那是在东温专门给长者提供的一个住的地方。
And these homes are owned by our family of churches, the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
那个 Beulah Garden 是我们教会的母会加拿大西部浸信会所拥有的产业。
Jamie, how many people are living there?
350.
有350个长者住在那里。
And one of those is our very own Sheila Rosine.
其中有一个就是我们的会员 Sheila。
I know Sheila shopped around very carefully and found that this was the best choice for her.
我知道 Sheila 找了很久，最终选定了这个地方住。
And Jamie is married to Barb.
牧师和他的太太已经结婚很多年。
How many years has that been now?
39.
39年了。
And how many children do you have?
Three children, three daughters. Three grown daughters.
有三个成年的女儿。
Well, Jamie, thank you for sharing God's word with us today.
My pleasure.
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for Jamie and how you've led him in his life.
神啊，我们真的感谢你把 Jamie 牧师带到我们中间。
And we thank you for this time when we can share together, hearing what you have to say to us.
我们也感谢你今天可以一起在这里学习你的话语。
And we ask that you would bless him. With the leading of your Holy Spirit,
我们求你靠圣灵大大的祝福他。
And that by your Holy Spirit, we would all hear what you want us to hear this morning.
求你让圣灵感动我们一起来听到你的话语。
So Lord, open your word to us this morning.
神啊，求你打开我们的心来学习你的话语。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lee, for those kind words of introduction.
谢谢李牧师给我做这么好的介绍。
And thank you for inviting me to come speak at Trinity Baptist Church.
也谢谢三一教会邀请我来讲道。
I've lived in the Lower Mainland for over 25 years.
我在这里低陆平原已经住了超过二十年。
And I've driven by your church hundreds of times.
我已经超过不知道多少次开车经过你们的教会。
But this is the very first time I've been invited to preach.
但是这是第一次我被请来来这里讲道。
3 months ago, Pastor Callum phoned me.
3个月前，卡勒牧师打电话给我。
Have you ever noticed Pastor Callum speaks English in a funny way?
你们有没有觉得卡勒牧师的英文的口音有点不一样？
That's a very hard accent to understand.
有时候是个很有点难以理解的口音。
I hope you can teach him good Canadian English.
我希望大家可以让卡勒牧师快点学习加拿大口音。
But when he invited me, I was glad to say yes.
但是当他邀请我来讲道的时候，我很高兴的就答应了。
He also told me that you had a very strong Mandarin service.
他也告诉我们这里有很多讲国语的会众。
So I've been practicing my Mandarin. Can I try it out on you?
我学了几个国语的字，我想试一下。
Melanie, you're my translator.
Okay, 我会帮你做翻译。
Okay, so I speak Chinese, you speak English.
Okay, 反过来，牧师讲国语，我讲英文。
你好。
Hello.
谢谢。
Thank you.
再见。
Bye.
Bye bye. One more phrase. One more.
再多一句。
我不知道。
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know any more Mandarin. I'm done.
我其他的国语我不知道了，这是我所有会的。
So I'm going to speak English.
所以。
And Melanie's going to translate.
所以现在回来我讲英文，翻译帮我翻国语。
I have a question as I begin. Change slide.
我先想问大家一个问题。
Have you ever been really lost in life?
你们有没有曾经迷过路，就是完全的找不到方向？
I mean really lost.
真的就是彻底的没有头绪了。
Every time I go to IKEA, I get lost trying to find the cafeteria.
每一次在宜家，我想找他们餐厅的时候，我都会完全的迷路。
But that's not really lost.
不过那只是小事了。
Once, I grew up in northern Ontario.
我是在安大略省的东北部长大的。
And the area we lived in was full of bush.
那个地方还有很多原始森林。
My brother and I grew up all of our life walking through the bush.
我跟我哥哥从小就是在森林里面玩耍长大的。
I always considered myself to be pretty comfortable in the woods.
我一直觉得我是一个对森林很熟悉的人。
One time, though, something bad happened.
但是有一次事情出了点问题。
I was about 22 years old and I was leading a group of young people on a wilderness hike.
大概我22岁的时候，有一次我带了一对青少年在森林里面远足探险。
Suddenly, one of the group said to me, John is gone.
突然对告诉我们有一个叫 John 的男孩子不见了。
And I immediately thought that he had become lost.
然后我立刻就想，哎呀，他肯定掉队了。
And so I told the group to stay still. I will go and find John.
所以我告诉大家待在原地不动，我去找那个掉队的人。
What I didn't know that was that John was playing a trick on me.
但我不知道，其实那个男孩子他是在跟我恶作剧。
So I wandered back down the trail for maybe 200-300 yards.
所以我就往森林里面走了大概两三百米。
And I saw an opening that thought maybe he'd gone in this opening.
我以为他大概走到森林里面去了。
So I wandered into the opening maybe 100 yards.
所以我往里面大概走了100米左右。
And he wasn't there.
嗯，他不在那里。
But when I turned around to go back to the trail,
当我转回身想回到远足小径的时候
，I couldn't find it.
我找不到刚才那条路了。
I walked for 100 yards in a very straight direction to find the trail.
我朝我认为的方向走了大概100米。
And it wasn't there.
哎，找不到那条路了。
So then my heart began to get excited and anxious.
我的心跳开始加快，有点紧张。
And I ran 100 yards in a different direction.
我又往另外一个方向狂奔了100米。
And the trail wasn't there. And for the very first time in my life, I realized I was lost in the bush. It was in late August and about 8 o'clock at night. And even though my heart was beating, my brain was thinking. I thought to myself, what's the worst thing that could happen? I'm not going to freeze to death. I know there are no bears around to eat me. But there's lots of mosquitoes.
但是很惨,
I'm going to have a miserable night in the bush, lost. I was really lost. I did something that was very hard for me to do. I yelled out, help!
我放下面子开始大喊,
it was hard for me because of my pride. There was silence.
但是周围很安静,
I yelled louder, help!
我就叫得更大声了,
and about 300 yards away through the bush, I heard, Jamie?
突然300米开, 我听到有人叫我, Jamie?
I was very close, but I was lost.
我其实离来的那条路很近,
sometimes in life, we can get lost.
我们人生也是这样, 有时候我们会迷失方向,
and getting lost is more than just physical, sometimes it's situational.
我们说走迷路, 有时候不仅仅只是说我们找不到地方, 但有时候也是为我们的境遇感到迷茫。
Pastor Lee mentioned that I retired 2 years ago now.
刚才林牧师说过, 我2年前退休了。
I've been a pastor for 35 years.
我之前当牧师已经超过35年。
And I decided to retire, which in Canada doesn't mean you do nothing, it means you do something else.
当我退休的时候, 在加拿大退休不是说你不做事情了, 而是说做一些不同的事情。
But for about 2 years, I didn't know what to do.
但是有整整2年的时间, 我不知道自己该干嘛。
I felt lost.
我觉得很迷茫。
That's why when the Beulah Garden people came to me and asked me to help, I was glad to help them out.
所以当 Beulah Garden的人打电话来请我的时候, 我非常高兴。
But sometimes when we're in places we've never been before, we feel lost, like retirement.
但有时候当我们人生来到一个阶段, 我们从来没有经历过的时候, 我们就会觉得很迷茫, 不知道该怎么办。
Sometimes when you lose a loved one, you feel lost. She's gone, he's gone.
有时候你失去了所爱的人, 你会觉得很茫然, 不知道怎么办。
Sometimes when you graduate from school or university, you feel lost, not knowing what to do.
可能你从大学毕业了, 突然觉得不知道人生接下来该怎么走。
When your first child goes to school, you may feel lost.
当你第一个孩子长大, 要开始上学了, 你可能会觉得很迷茫。
When your last child leaves home, maybe you feel lost.
当你孩子长大, 搬出去自己住了, 你可能也会觉得人生接下来该怎么走呢?
Maybe when you get married, you feel lost.
甚至有时候当你踏入婚姻了, 你反而会觉得人生开始变得迷茫。
When we enter into places that we have never been before, we can feel lost.
当我们来到一个全新的地方, 不熟悉的时候, 我们就会觉得很迷茫。
We need guidance. We need a shepherd to show us the way.
所以我们需要一个引路者, 就好像迷途的羔羊需要牧羊人来带领。
And so this morning I want to talk to you about Jesus as our shepherd.
所以今天我就想跟你们说, 耶稣就是我们的牧者。
The Bible gives many names to describe Jesus.
圣经里面讲了耶稣的身份有很多种。
The Bible says he is Christ, the anointed Son of God.
圣经说他是基督受膏者。
The Bible says he is our Savior. He saves us from our sins.
他是我们的救主, 把我们从罪里面拯救出来。
The Bible says he is our Lord. He is over us. He is control of us.
他也是我们生命的主。
The Bible says he is our Redeemer. He buys us back from our bondage.
他是我们的救赎主, 把我们从死里面救出来。
The Bible also says he is our shepherd. He guides us in life.
圣经也说他是我们的牧者, 引导我们。
So let's look at five things from John chapter 10 that describe Jesus as our shepherd.
所以让我们一起来看圣经约翰福音第十章, 讲了耶稣是我们的牧者。
The first thing I want you to see is that he calls his sheep by name.
我首先就是想说第一点, 他按照他的名字来叫自己的羊。
Did you know that Jesus knows your name?
你知道耶稣知道你的名字吗?
He knows not only your formal name, but he knows your personal name.
他不仅知道你证件上的官方大名，他也知道你常用的小名昵称。
There are about 7 billion people in the world today.
现在这个世界上大概有超过70亿人。
Jesus knows their name.
耶稣知道他们每一个人的名字。
Oh, you could say, but he knows the Christians' names, right?
你说对啊，他肯定知道基督徒的名字。
That's true. There's about 2.5 billion Christians in the world today. He knows their names.
是的，这个世界上有25亿基督徒，他的确知道他们的名字。
Not just their formal name, but their personal name.
不仅仅是他们证件上的名字，也知道他们自己私下里用的小名。
There are about 35 million people in Canada. He knows our names.
加拿大有超过3500万人，耶稣也知道每一个人的名字。
Not just our formal name, our personal name.
不仅仅是我们证件上的名字，也知道我们私下常用的名字。
There are about 3 million people in the Lower Mainland. He knows our names.
卑诗省的低陆平原有超过300万人，他也知道每个人的名字。
But I make a big distinction between what I call our formal name and our personal name.
但是我自己把证件上的名字和常用名分得很清楚。
So I have a question for Melanie.
牧师有一个问题要问我。
I know your Canadian name is Melanie.
是 Melanie 是我的英文名字。
What's your Chinese name?
我的中文名字叫孟烈。It's my Chinese name.
Beautiful. He knows your name.
是，耶稣也知道我的名字，中文、英文名字。
And he talks to us in our personal name.
所以耶稣来跟我们讲话的时候，他叫我们的名字。
My personal name is Jamie.
我自己常用的是 Jamie.
But my formal name is James.
但是我证件上的名字是 James.
All my life I've been Jamie.
我整个一生我都是跟别人说我叫 Jamie.
And so when I would go to the airport, I would plug my name in as Jamie McDonald.
所以我去机场订机票的时候，我都说我是 Jamie McDonald.
One time a few years ago, the Air Canada person stopped me.
几年前有一次加航的人员为此把我截住了。
They said your passport name is James and your ticket name is Jamie. You need to change that.
他说你证护照上是 James， 但是你机票上是 Jamie， 这两个名字不一样，你要把它改回来。
Because I'm an easygoing guy, I said no problem.
因为我很好说话嘛，我就说好啊。
So next time I plugged my ticket in as James and my passport said James.
所以下次我就老老实实按照护照名字 James 来订了机票。
And so I went to the machine to get my boarding pass.
我到了机场用那个自动换登机牌的机器，想自己换登机牌。
And the screen said, "Please see attendant."
突然机器上弹出来说，你要去柜台见地勤人员。
So I waited in line to see the Air Canada person.
所以我就老老实实排队等着见地勤人员。
She looked at me. She looked at my passport. She looked at my ticket and said, "Wait here."
她看看我，又看看我的护照，跟我说你要等一等。
So she walked over to the telephone and punched in some numbers.
所以她就过去打了个电话。
She looked at me.
她上下打量我。
Read the passport to the person on the other line.
把我的护照号码报过去。
Waited about 15 seconds.
等了大概15秒钟。
Said okay.
然后
and hung up the phone.
然后说 okay 可以了。
Came back to me and said no problem. Here you go, sir.
然后跟我说好了，你可以走了，先生。
I was a little puzzled, but I was in a hurry, so I kept going.
我当时觉得有点奇怪，但是我很赶时间，所以我就走了。
One week later, I came to the airport and I typed in my name, James McDonald.
一个礼拜之后，我又要飞了，又来到机场。
And the screen said, "Please see the attendant."
想自己换登机牌的时候，那个机器又让我去柜台见地勤人员。
So I went to the attendant.
然后我又去见了工作人员。
She looked at my passport, she looked at my ticket, she looked at me, and she went and made a phone call.
又是一样，看看我的护照，上下打量我，又去打电话。
She talked and then hung up the phone.
他又把我的护照号码报过去。
Came back to me and said, "Okay."
然后回来又说 ，OK， 你现在。
But then I said, "Whoa, what's going on here?"
这一次我说，等一下，到底怎么回事啊？这里。
She said, "Well, there's someone named James McDonald."
他说，哦，有一个叫 James McDonald 的人。
Who lives in North Vancouver, which I did.
跟我一样住在北温。
Who is on the Air Canada no-fly list?
他已经上了禁飞的黑名单。
I got to make sure you're not James McDonald.
我要确定你不是那个被禁飞的坏乘客。
And I said, "No, I'm not. I'm Jamie McDonald."
那我说不是不是，我是 Jamie， 我不是 James。
No, sir, you're James McDonald to us.
但是地勤人说，哦，先生，我们只看你的护照名字。
But when I hear God speak to me,
但是当我听到神的声音的时候
，He speaks in my ear and calls me Jamie.
他是叫我 Jamie， 我最熟悉的名字。
The shepherd knows your name, your personal name.
所以牧人也知道我们每一个人最熟悉的名字。
And when he talks to your heart, he calls you by name.
当他来跟你温柔低语的时候，他也会轻轻地呼唤你最熟悉的名字。
Let's go to the next slide.
让我们接下来看第二点。
He leads us by example. He leads us by example.
耶稣通过树立榜样来牧养我们。
Somebody once said that the best kind of leadership is by example.
曾经有人说，做领导最好的方法就是树立榜样。
The scripture says Jesus walks in front of us and we follow him.
圣经说耶稣在前头行，我们就跟着他。
And I think most of us learned what we know in life by following somebody's example.
我们也是这样学习如何为人处事，是来模仿别人。
In the passage earlier, he talked about a gatekeeper that opened the gate to allow him to come into our lives.
在今天的经文里面讲到，守门人会开门让他进入羊圈。
And what that means is somebody we trusted Jesus to come into our lives.
那就意味着我们生命中信赖的人会打开门让耶稣进入生命。
Maybe your mother followed Jesus.
可能你的母亲就是一位基督徒。
And you follow Jesus.
所以你也成为了基督徒。
Maybe it was a pastor that followed Jesus and you followed Jesus.
可能是你很尊重的一位牧师，所以你也成为了基督徒。
Maybe it was a friend who spoke to you about Jesus and you followed Jesus.
可能是一位朋友向你讲述了耶稣，所以你也成为了基督徒。
Most of us learn to follow Jesus by following someone's example.
我们都是这样学习身边人的模范榜样来学习怎么为人处事。
And he invites us to follow after him.
所以耶稣也邀请我们来跟随他的榜样。
Everything in life is there to teach us a good lesson.
我们生命当中发生所有的事情都可以教导我们一个很好的功课。
But even bad things can become good things if we turn them around.
其实有时候哪怕一些不好的示范，我们也可以从中学到很多好的事情。
A few years ago, I was speaking to a congregation on Father's Day.
几年前有一次讲到的时候，正好是父亲节。
And I said, probably our fathers taught us how to live life. We should honor them.
我说我们应该尊重自己的父亲，因为他教导了我们很多事情。
After the sermon, a man came up to me and he said, I'm so angry at my father, I can't honor him.
但是结束之后，有一个弟兄来找我，他说我真的很生我爸爸的气，我没有办法尊重他。
And I asked him, tell me about your father.
然后我说你能不能跟我讲讲你爸爸的事情。
And it was true, his father was a bad man and gave many bad examples in life.
的确他爸爸是一个很不好的人，做了很多错的事情。
And so I said to him, are you a father today?
然后我问他，我说你现在自己也已经为人父了。
And the man replied, yes, I have 3 children.
然后他说对，我有三个小孩。
And I said, are you doing what your father did to you?
然后我说你对他们做你爸爸以前做过的事情。
And he said, absolutely not. I do the exact opposite of my father.
他说当然不，我爸爸做过的事情我就照他反着来做。
So I said, see, your father was an example to you. A bad example, but he was an example.
然后我说你看，你还是从你爸爸身上学到了东西的，不是吗？
In life, we learn from examples.
所以我们在人生道路上也是这样，从周围人的例子学习。
So in life, Jesus is our shepherd, and we can follow his example.
耶稣是我们的好牧人，所以我们也要来效仿他的样子。
Faced with times when people attack us, we need to ask, what would Jesus do when he was attacked?
如果我们被别人攻击的时候，我们要想一想，如果是耶稣，他会怎么做？
Faced with needy people in our lives, we need to ask, what would Jesus do with needy people?
当我们碰到很需要帮助的人的时候，我们要想，耶稣会怎么做？
Faced with sinners that have clearly broken God's laws, we need to ask, how would Jesus treat this person?
当我们面对明显触犯了神法律的罪人的时候，我们要想耶稣他会怎么做。
The third thing we see about Jesus is that his sheep know his voice.
第三点就是耶稣的羊也认得他的声音。
There are a lot of voices out there, a lot of people competing for our heart's attention.
这个世界上有太多的声音，常常让我们混淆不清。
It can get strange and confusing because many voices confuse us.
有的时候我们真的觉得很混乱，不知道该听谁好。
But Jesus' voice brings us comfort and assurance.
但是耶稣的声音可以给我们真正安慰和指引。
When I started into pastoral ministry in the early 1980s,
我在八十年代初就开始当牧师了。
There was a practice called visitation.
当时很流行一种做法，就是牧师要做家访。
It was expected that the pastor would pay a home visit to every family in the church once a year.
当时要求牧师每一年至少一次要去到每一个会众的家里面探访。
And it was actually a pretty good idea.
其实这个主意挺好的。
I would go to people's homes and inquire about their children.
我会去到会员的家里面和他们聊聊情况，小孩子怎么样。
I would lovingly ask about their spiritual journey.
我也会问问他们自己灵命的情况怎么样。
And I would pray for them.
然后我会跟为他们祷告。
And so often two or three times in an afternoon or once or twice in an evening.
有时候是下午走访两三家，晚上再走访一家。
I'd be very busy visiting people in their homes.
这是很忙碌的，但是我很喜欢去拜访会员。
But then the culture changed.
然后整个情况就有点变化了。
People weren't home anymore.
人们开始越来越忙。
They were too tired in the evening to see the pastor.
他们有时候晚上一天下来觉得太累了。
But I thought the principle was still a good thing.
所以我觉得家访做不了，但是这个主意还是很好的。
So I started doing pastoral calling on the telephone.
所以我决定做一个不同的方法，就是改成打电话。
And in 5 to 15 minutes, we'd have a wonderful conversation.
就是大概讲10到15分钟，和他们好好讨论一下情况。
Now this was before the days when people had call display.
那个年代电话还没有来电显示。
So they would always pick up.
所以他们听到电话响肯定会接。
And I had a very standard speech I would start with.
我还特地写了个开场白。
I would say.Hello, Mary. This is Pastor Jamie.
我会说 Hello, Mary. 这个是教会的 Jamie 牧师。
And she said, Pastor, you don't need to tell me who it is.
会员总是说啊，牧师，你根本不用这么麻烦。
I recognize your voice.
我立刻就听得出你的声音。
The sheep hear his voice and they recognize it's Jesus speaking to them.
所以我们作为主的羊也能够认得耶稣的声音。
And so, in the midst of many, many voices in life.
所以虽然我们在生命当中会听到各种各样不同的声音
Do your best to hear Jesus speaking to you.
我们要学着每天来怎么亲近神来学习聆听他的声音
Sometimes it doesn't work perfectly though.
有时候这也不是一定可以的
I have twin daughters.
我有一对双胞胎女儿
They're now 36 years old.
他们现在已经36岁了
And if I don't look at my call display when I pick up the phone,
如果我不看我的来电显示就接他们其中一个人的电话
I don't know if my daughter Lindsay or my daughter Lauren calling
我还是听不出是双胞胎里面的哪一个打
来的 They both say, Hi Dad, how you doing?
他们就说 Hi 爸爸你好但我不知道是双胞胎
I have to look at the phone to make sure which one is calling me
我一定要看来电显示才知道是哪个女儿
Next slide We find out in this passage today that the shepherd loves his sheep
接下来经文又讲到这位牧人爱他的羊。
In verse 11 it says he loves us to the point that he lays down his life for us.
第十一节讲到他爱我们以至于他为我们献上他的生命。
In John chapter 15 Jesus says greater love has no man than this that he would lay down his life for his friends.
约翰福音十五章十三节说到人为朋友舍命人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Romans 5:8 says, God showed his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
约翰一书四章十节说不是我们爱神乃是神先爱我们
What makes Jesus our good shepherd is he loves you and me enough to die for us
耶稣之所以是好牧人因为他爱我们甚至为我们死在十架上
And look at what the passage says in its contrast
让我们来看这里对比的一段经文
The hireling, the one who does what he does only because he gets paid
如果是请来的工人只是为了拿一份工钱
He doesn't stick around when there is an attack. He runs.
当羊群受到危险攻击的时候，他自己就跑掉了。
But the good shepherd, he loves his sheep.
但是好牧人会留下来保护羊群。
There's a powerful point here.
这一点很重要。
The shepherd loves his sheep.
因为这位牧人爱他的羊。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And he loves me.
他也爱我。
Sometimes that's hard to accept.
有时候觉得这一点有点难以接受。
Sometimes your heart says, I'm not lovely.
可能有时候你自己心里说我一点都不可爱。
I'm not lovable.
我不值得被爱。
But the shepherd loves you.
但是记住这位牧人爱你。
Sometimes your heart says, I don't deserve his love, I deserve his anger.
有时候你可能说我不值得他的爱，我值得承受神的怒气。
The shepherd loves you.
但是这位牧人爱你。
Sometimes our heart says, I have forfeited his love by how I have lived.
有时候你可能说我自己选择了不好的生活方式，我自己选择丢弃了神的爱。
The shepherd loves us regardless of what we have done.
但是这位牧人仍然爱我们。
And he loves not just you and me.
他不仅仅爱你和我。
He loves the person across the church from you. He loves them.
他也爱在街上的人。
He loves the person on the street walking by.
在街上走过的人，他也爱他。
He loves the people that live in your building.
耶稣也爱你的左邻右舍。
He is a good shepherd and he loves us.
他是一个好牧人，因为他爱我们。
There's a fifth thing in this passage.
这个经文里面还有讲到第五点。
It says that the shepherd knows us and allows us to know him.
这位牧者认识我们，他也让我们来认识他。
I hired a new employee at the beginning of this month.
这个月初我请了一个新的员工。
She's a very talented person.
她是一个很有才华的女士。
She's the chief financial officer of our organization.
她是我们机构的首席财政执行官。
We're going to have to work very closely over the years.
我们需要共事做很多重要的事情。
One of the things I asked her to do was to complete a personality test.
我让她做了一个个性测试。
Because I wanted to be sure I knew how she worked.
因为我想知道她的做事的方式是什么样子的。
It turns out she's very detailed oriented.
测试结果表明她是一个非常注重细节的人。
She's very careful and doesn't make quick judgments.
她不会随便对别人评头论足。
She has a very good sense of humor.
她很有幽默感。
And she's also very careful in her boundaries in life.
她也是个很有界限感的人。
And so this test showed me some things about her so I could know her and work with her.
因为这个测试让我更好地了解她，所以和她共事就变得更加容易。
And if you were to get to know me, you'd find out some things about me.
如果你了解我的话，你也会知道我的一些特点。
You'd find out I'm a very decisive person.
我是一个很果断的人。
I tend to balance feelings and facts in life.
我喜欢在凭感觉还是靠事实中间找一个平衡点。
I like answers, not processes.
我喜欢答案，不喜欢过程。
I like people.
我喜欢和人相处。
So if you get to know me, you can work with me.
如果你认识我、了解我的话，和我一起工作会更
容易。This passage tells us the shepherd knows you.
这节经文讲到这位牧者认识你。
He knows and understands your heart.
他知道你的内心。
He knows your motives.
他知道你的动机。
He knows your strengths and he knows your weaknesses.
他知道你的优点和缺点。
How often in life have we been misinterpreted when we have done something or said something because people didn't understand our hearts?
有多少次我们是有心做好事，但是被家人朋友误解。
He knows your heart.
但是耶稣知道你的内心。
How often in life have we been taken advantage of us because people took advantage of us?
有多少次人们想从我们身上拿一些好处。
He knows what you can do.
但是耶稣知道我们能做多少。
There are times in life when hard things come into our lives and we wonder, Lord, I can't carry it all.
有时候人生当中碰到很多的困难，我们真的觉得主啊，我不能承受更多了。
But he knows how much you can handle.
但是神知道你可以承受多少。
He knows you.
因为他真的了解你。
And he allows you to know him.
然后他也让你来认识他。
One of the privileges of walking with Jesus is you get to touch his heart together.
我们可以和耶稣同行，就是我们可以真的来认识这位神。
So in light of the fact that he is our shepherd, what does it mean to you and me? Let me say two things.
所以现在我们再来想一下，到底耶稣是我们的牧者代表什么？
Next slide. Next slide. No, I guess we missed two things. Or should we? First thing I want you to understand is if he is our shepherd, we need to trust him.
首先就是我们要多多的信靠他。
Trust him with your life, all of it.
将你的生命完全的交给他。
Trust him with your family, all of them.
将你家庭中的每一位都交给他。
He can be trusted.
耶稣真的是可以被信靠的。
There are days when you feel like you're going backwards. Trust him.
有时候你可能觉得自己生命在倒退，但仍然要相信他。
There are days when you feel lost. Trust him.
有时候你觉得茫然不知所措，相信耶稣。
When you pray your prayers and they don't seem answered, trust him.
有时候你等待神的答复迟迟不来，仍然要相信他。
He will never ever abandon you. You can trust him with your life.
耶稣从来不会抛弃你，你可以将你的生命完全的交给他。
Secondly, let me encourage you to look for his guidance in life.
接着我还要鼓励你们要依靠耶稣的指引。
I strongly urge you not to be just passive, but to look for guidance.
不只是消极的等候，而是积极的寻找主耶稣的指引。
My experience is that it's not a precise guidance like a specific roadmap or a computer step-by-step book.
这个就是一步一步非常清晰、精准的指引。
It's more like going to the edge of the ocean with your sailboat, knowing that the wind will take you across the bay.
这个就好像你坐帆船出海，你会相信那个风会带你穿过海湾。
You have to believe that God guides us.
你必须要相信神会带领你走人生道路。
He's the God who provided a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
这位神白天降下云柱，晚上降下火柱来引导我们。
So let me give you a couple simple practical examples of how God guides us.
所以现在给你们几个实用的例子。
When you read the scripture, suddenly the scripture of a verse jumps up to speak to your situation.
有时候你读圣经的时候会突然发现经文好像跳出来一样，正好可以让你应用在自己身上。
So read the scripture looking for guidance.
所以要多读圣经来寻找神的指引。
Sometimes you talk to a friend, a trusted advisor or a pastor, and suddenly you get some insight because God is using them to guide you.
有时候你跟朋友或者牧师讲自己的处境，他们给你一些好的建议，你就会茅塞顿开。
Never be embarrassed to yell for help.
绝对不要觉得不好意思来跟别人说我需要帮助。
Because sometimes the help is very close with your friends.
因为有的时候这个帮助就近在咫尺。
Sometimes just in your quiet walking alone, the Holy Spirit speaks to you in your private life and he gives you guidance.
有时候你自己走路的时候，你会突然觉得圣灵就在你的身边跟你同行。
That is what the shepherd does. He guides you. He promises that.
这个就是这位好牧人，他已经应许了，他一定会带领我们。
Let me close with a story, a shepherd's story.
我最后再讲一个故事来结束。
Frederick Forsyth tells the story of a Royal Air Force jet pilot in the late 1950s.
英国作家福赛斯讲过50年代皇家空军飞行员的一个故事。
It was Christmas Eve, and he was taking off from the airbase in northern Germany.
那是平安夜的晚上，他从德国北部起飞，想飞回英国。
It would be a quick 2.5 hour flight to his home base in England to be with his family.
那个旅途只有2.5小时，是很快的。
The trip was quite normal, and as he crossed over the English Channel, darkness began to fill the sky.
本来一切都正常，但是当他飞到英吉利海峡上空的时候，突然天都变黑了。
He also noticed that England was under a huge blanket of fog as it used to be.
他注意到整个英格兰都笼罩在浓雾之下。
And just as he entered English airspace, he heard a large snap in his headset.
当他想慢慢接近英国空军基地的时候，突然他听到一声巨响。
And at the same time, all of the lights in his cockpit went black.
然后机舱里面所有的灯都熄灭了。
He couldn't read anything. He was flying without any guidance.
仪表盘上所有的都失灵了。
He didn't panic because he was a trained pilot.
作为一个训练有素的飞行员，他保持了冷静。
And so he picked up his microphone to radio the English airbase he was trying to get to.
所以他想通过无线电跟塔台联络求救。
The click in the microphone told him the very same short circuit destroyed his radio as well.
但是他发现无线电通讯设备也坏了。
And so now he knew he was really in trouble.
所以他知道他现在真的遇到了大麻烦。
Because he was well trained as a pilot, he began emergency procedures.
他按照平时训练开始了一系列的紧急程序。
He pulled back on the throttle to slow his plane down to preserve his fuel.
他打开节流阀来尽量节省油耗。
He then began a very specific rescue maneuver.
然后他开始把飞机飞出一些专门表示请求营救的动作。
He started to fly his plane in a square route.
他把飞机飞出了一个正方形的路线。
He would fly 1 mile to the east, 1 mile north, 1 mile west, 1 mile south.
就是往东南西北各飞一英里。
This was standard rescue procedure amongst pilots at the time to signal to the radar station below the plane is in trouble.
在空军里面，塔台看到飞机飞出这些路线，就知道飞机遇到了状况，要求救。
As he completed his first square, nothing happened.
他 他走完一遍程序以后没有任何反应。
And so he started again, 1 mile to the east, 1 mile to the north.
然后他又开始做第二遍，开始往东飞一英里，再往。
And about halfway into it, suddenly out of the clouds popped an old English bomber plane.
做到一半的时候，突然浓雾里面出现了一架老旧的战斗机。
The bomber pilot flicked his lights to catch his eye.
那架战斗机向他闪灯。
The dark pilot wiggled his wings to show that he saw him.
然后他就摇摇自己的飞机，表示我看到你。
And so this old slow plane began to fly off.
所以前面那架飞机就在前面慢慢的带他飞。
The jet pilot pulled in behind him and very slowly followed this old bomber plane.
所以他自己就开着自己的飞机慢慢跟在后面。
After a few minutes, he noticed the plane in front was starting to slowly work its way downward.
接着他发现前面那架飞机开始降低高度。
And so he followed in behind.
然后他也慢慢跟着降低高度。
Slowly going down.
慢慢往下降。
And when they got to a certain place, he noticed the plane in front of him straightened out.
然后到地步，他发现前面那个飞机又开始平飞了。
And so he straightened out behind him.
然后他也跟着往平飞。
And a few seconds later, he popped into clear sky.
几分钟以后，他就穿过了浓雾。
Only 100 feet above the ground.
他们当时离开地面只有100英尺了。
But right over the runway.
但是就在跑道上方。
And so by visual ability, he landed the jet fighter plane perfectly.
所以他可以将飞机完好无损地降落到地面。
And as he taxied to the tower and finished off his flight, he jumped out.
然后他把飞机滑到塔台下面。
And he ran over to greet the bomber pilot.
他跑到前面带路的飞机，感谢飞行员。
And he was deeply thankful for his help.
他真的是非常非常感谢他的出现。
The Englishman sounded like Pastor Callum.
那个飞行员的口音就跟卡勒牧师听起来一样。
No problem.
没有问题。
We call this our shepherd plane.
他告诉他说，我们管这个叫牧羊人领路机。
In life, we all need a shepherd sometime.
所以我们每个人的生命中都需要一位这样领路的牧羊人。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jamie. What a wonderful illustration of how our Savior leads us.Let's sing together, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. We'll just sing one verse as time is late. Would you please stand with me? Number 462, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus.Has bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou has bought us, thine we are. So go from here.